Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to another edition of Why Don't I Just Get Started? And I am your host, Robert Farrell. And I have not done a show in, oh my gosh, probably at least a month, maybe a little longer. And I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed by my life right now. I'm going to explain everything that's been happening, where I've been, what I've been doing, why I've been gone so long. And I'm going to speak as candidly as possible, not that I haven't before, but I'm just going to talk about the craziness that my life has become in the last several weeks. So it all started with a decision to go back to school. And that was preceded by the realization that in my current position in the school district where I work, I'm really very, very limited in regard to what I can do, despite a master's degree in education, a California State teaching credential, a CLAD credential, a social studies supplemental, and something else, I think. But despite all that, I'm not allowed to teach hardly anything except adult school. And that was pretty disturbing because I've been trying to make some changes professionally and personally. And then one day, I was online, and I saw this ad for Norwich University and an online master's program. Now, again, going back a ways, a friend, a colleague, coworker, was pursuing his master's degree in another discipline, and he was doing it online, and I was really fascinated by the idea. So, when I saw this online ad for history, I got very excited, and I contacted them, and shortly after that, I think in January, around the New Year's break, I had to turn in a preliminary paper. And I did, and I got accepted into the college. That paper, that first paper, just about wore me out. It really did. I remember when I finally had it all turned in, the next day I was just almost sick because I was so exhausted from it. And maybe I should have just taken that as a warning that this would be too much and too hard. But I got accepted into the program, and a couple of months went by. And at the same time, some things were happening to me professionally. I was in my job and wasn't really happy. As a matter of fact, and perhaps this is too candid, and I don't know, but I'm going to share it anyway. I was sitting at work one morning, and I felt really depressed, because I felt as though my abilities were unrecognized and unwanted. I felt like I was not anywhere near the potential that I have in doing the things that I could do. And I remember sitting just feeling very depressed, almost unable to move or do anything. I felt no motivation. And suddenly, I got a call. I mean, not suddenly, but very, very shortly after this episode of depression, I get a call from my supervisor, and he says, I need you to come in this afternoon. There have been some changes, and I need to talk to you about them. So I went in, and long story short, the position I had, the assignment I had, and another assignment I had, I lost them both, and they were replaced with an entirely new assignment. Actually, three new assignments that are all very similar, and they require the teaching credential that I was told wasn't really very helpful in anything I was doing or wanted to do in my district. But, and I just made this connection of how in one place there it's no good, and in another place it's absolutely what I needed. So 3 weeks ago, I started three new jobs, all in the same campus. And one is a high school subjects and GED, that stands for General Equivalency Diploma. And I'm supervising students who are trying their high school diploma or their general equivalency diploma. So that's one job that goes Monday through Thursday mornings. Then I have another position where I work in the evenings with high school students. And it's very similar that in that I don't have a lot of necessary interaction with them, although I do interact with all of them quite a bit, but they are working independently trying to get caught up because they are, for various reasons, not caught up with their high school work and they need to get caught up, so they're showing up at night. And then I got a third position, and this is Tuesday and Thursday nights, and it is working, it's called Independent Studies, and these are also high school students, but they come in one at a time, and they do their work with me, and they do their work at home rather than come in at night, rather than come in every night. They do their work at home, and then they bring it to me, and I go over it, and I give them tests, and they come in usually once a week. And as I said, this all started, I'm only in my third week, but it's a huge amount of work. They're all huge amounts of work. They all involve a lot of paperwork, a lot of organization and self-discipline. And there are a lot of facets because there are three different jobs and they all have different scenarios and different expectations, and they're quite demanding, all three of them. And I'm exhausted. And I haven't enjoyed my job this much in a long time. Oh, and there's one other part. I am taking an online course that's connected with my job. It's not particularly relevant or helpful, but I was told that I had to take it. It involves also a lot of work and time, and I don't need it. I don't enjoy it. It's not very interesting or anything, but I was told I had to take it, and so it involves a bit of work, and so I'm doing that as well. So there it is. That's where I've been. It's all of this happened at the same week, at the same time that my master's program started. So I've been working pretty much almost nonstop, especially for the last 3 weeks. And it's been a real whirlwind. And as I said, and also in work, we've been having all these extra meetings and committees because we're going through an accreditation process. So that's involved more work. So all this stuff has happened all at once. And I'm not complaining. I'm simply stating the facts that my schedule got a lot busier very quickly. And it can be, and it has been, stressful. And I've been listening to Eckhart Tolle as I often do, and I think about how he says that I can make this what he calls a drama. I can create a drama around this and talk about how busy I am, how hard it is, and how confusing and difficult and overwhelming it is. I'm a little overwhelmed and a lot overwhelmed, and I can create a huge monologue around all of this and complain to anyone and who's willing to listen or who's not willing to listen about how hard all this is. But there's two things I want to address with regard to that. First of all, I don't want any drama. I really don't. I don't want to be unhappy. Happiness or peace is a bit of a choice, and I simply don't want to have drama around it. The facts are, it requires more time. It's going to require more self-discipline. I'm not going to have the free time I used to have. I'm not going to have a lot of discretionary time. And that's just the truth. That is a fact. I'm not complaining about it. I'm simply stating the fact changed drastically in a very quick period. And I can be unhappy about it, or I can be happy about it, or I can just accept these are the new facts of my life and not be unhappy about it or happy about it, but just simply say these are the new facts of my life. But I want to say I'm actually quite happy about it, even though it does create a lot of change in my schedule. It doesn't have to create stress necessarily, but I do have to be aware of how I use my time. Now, the second part of this is this idea. I have been praying for months, for a change in my job duties and more hours. And I got it. Now, with regard to the hours, I did get more hours because there's all these different meetings and stuff that have been happening, and I got 2 more hours a week. So I got what I asked for. I guess what I should have asked for was to win the lottery. But if I had asked to win the lottery and God had granted that desire, I guarantee it would have come with difficulties. I think what we all are really praying for a lot of times when we pray is that all our difficulties will go away. They'll just go away, and that we won't have any, and that we can play Bejeweled Blitz or Candy Crush to our heart's content, and we can take naps and have no stress and do whatever we want, and that's all good and well. But I don't know how much we'd enjoy that life. I mean, I honestly wondered. There's a game I'm playing right now, and it's sort of like, a little bit like the old Tetris game. But it's called 10-10, I think. And it's creating, you do 10 by 10 grids. If you fill out 10 columns or 10 boxes in a column or 10 boxes in a row, it makes the disappears. It's really quite cool, and I'm enjoying it, and it's my current favorite game right now. You know, I don't know, part of me thinks, man, it would be great just to not have any responsibilities at all and just play that game all day long. And who knows, maybe I'd really, really enjoy that. I don't know. But here's the thing. This history course, especially, these classes and this work, it's quite demanding, and it's going to take a lot of concentration and effort. And I'll be honest, there have been a couple of times where I thought, this was not a good idea. I was too sudden, and this was too much of an impulse, and I'm over my head. I can't do this. I think I really felt this when I went online and I saw the responses of my colleagues and classmates with in regard to one of the online postings that everyone had to do. There was a question put out there by our professor, and everyone had to respond. And when I was reading the other responses, I thought, I can't do this. These guys, every one of these people who is responding is far smarter than I am, far more articulate, and far more interesting, and I can't do this. I just can't. I'm not as smart as these people. I just can't do it. And I really had a, I don't know what, a panic attack or something, but it was just this feeling of being outclassed by other people. And I really wanted to quit. I honestly did. I thought, you know what, I'm just going to call the school and say, I'm sorry. What do I owe you? I've made a huge mistake. I can't do this. It's just not for me. I'm sorry. And what do I do? How do I get out of this mess? I really did. I just wanted to not do it. But then here is the thing. There's something in me, and I don't know what it is, but it's telling me I need to do this. I need to do this. I don't even know why. I mean, yes, I know that I'd really like to teach history at the community college level someday. But I don't know why, because, yeah, I love teaching history, and I love telling stories and entertaining and teaching, but I'm not going to make $1 million doing it, so I don't know what that's about. But I just feel like I need to do this, and I don't know why. I just don't, but I need to do it, and I'm trusting that. And so I'm not giving up. And then it's interesting because I finally did put out my own response. I put out two responses because I didn't realize I only had to do one. There were two questions, and I didn't read it carefully enough, so I wound up doing two. And I looked at them, and they were both, I thought, quite good. So I got them done. And I'm really happy about that. And I just want, what do I want? What am I saying? I don't even know. I'm just in this thing now, and it's taken over my life. All these things have taken over my life. I haven't written a blog in probably almost a week. I've gone several days without doing my morning writes for the full three pages. And I've actually missed today so far, although maybe I can write a little. Yesterday I wrote about, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 lines, and then I couldn't write anymore. I was too tired. My life has just been overtaken by school and the new demands from my job and this online class. And I'm a little overwhelmed. But this was what I wanted. And again, I talked about how wouldn't it be nice if I could just play my 10-10 game or Panda Pop, the Jeweled Blitz. Wouldn't it be nice if I could just read comic books and maybe spend all day writing? Or that would actually be really nice. But wouldn't it be nice if I didn't have any demands, didn't have anything? And yeah, it would on one level. But for whatever reason, I think we're created to strive. I think we are created to better ourselves. I think we are created to be all that we can be, to borrow a phrase from the military. And life doesn't happen without growth and struggle. It really, really doesn't. I wish it did. I wish it could always be easy, but I kind of don't. As I'm reading this history. And I feel like my mind is expanding, and it's really great thing. I was also, again, listening to Eckhart Tolle, and I've gone through a period for the last couple of years of just sort of a pruning, as Jesus would say. I haven't had a lot of professional growth. As a matter of fact, I really had setbacks in my professional life. Rather than being utilized for my abilities, rather than being taken advantage of in a good way, I mean, again, I've written over 800 blogs, I've spoken thousands of times on the job search process, and rather than having people take advantage of that and use me to my abilities, I was ignored. Now, I'm not angry, I'm not upset, but it's the simple truth. I just wasn't utilized in that way. And it was painful. It was really painful. It was humiliating. It was embarrassing, and it made me sad. But I think, looking back on it now, I realize that it was a necessary part of my growth. Eckhart Tolle is saying, if all we did was grow, if any organism did nothing but grow, it would become monstrous. So things grow, and then they die, or they get pruned, and then they grow again. And I think about a rose garden I used to have, how it grew, but the roses just were like, we'd have these stalks, and I have these stalks, and they were like, 3 or 4 feet tall, and it was just a mess. And then this gardener came, and he just hacked everything off. But then a new batch of roses grew, and they were much prettier, much more manageable, much nicer. And that had to happen. And I think that's what happened in my own life. I had a period of huge growth, spiritually, everywhere. And then I went through a period of being pruned everywhere, financially, spiritually, professionally, everywhere. But I think it had to happen. But now I'm entering a phase where I'm ready again to grow. I'm ready to grow again. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to develop, and I'm ready to be different. And here's the thing. During this pruning process, and I wish I'd recognized it at the time, but I didn't recognize it until this evening. But during this pruning process, stuff is coming off of us that's not necessary. There's little bugs in the roses that are actually killing us or hurting us. And so it's coming off. And during this pruning process, I was able to see areas of myself, professional areas, in which I needed to grow. And I don't necessarily need to go into the specifics now, but I think this is true of all of us. I think we all have areas of strength, and I think that we should concentrate on them. But I think maybe God is good, and He takes us out of our comfort zone for a while and puts us in a place where not only are we uncomfortable, but we're perhaps completely unnoticed, unwanted, unnecessary. And I think that's what happened with me in my last position. I just was in that place. Now, again, I'm not complaining. I'm not. It was a good process, and it could have been a lot worse. I could have been with people who were horrible, but for the most part, I was with people who were really nice. And I could have been with people who were selfish or stingy, but I was with people who were really generous. I could have been with people who were not very bright or not very good at their jobs, but I was actually in a place where I was with people who were amazing at their jobs, and they were superstars. The people I worked with were superstars. They were great. So even in that period, there was a lot of good. But it was, at the same time, painful. But now I realize I needed to be where I was. I was exactly in the right place at the right time, in the right way. And, yeah, it was painful and embarrassing and humiliating on some levels. But it was what I needed. And it's funny because there is a parallel time of my life. And in that period, I was at heights that were wonderful. And then it was all taken away from me. And I was in a place in almost every area of my life of loss. And, well, loss. And through that time, though, I used it to grow and develop. And then I entered a new period of growth. And I think that's just cyclical. My only hope is this. I don't want to hope that I never go through a period like that again. Because life is cyclical. And there's no point in wishing that, because I might be wishing against my own true growth. So what I do hope for next time, and it probably won't be for a while, but the next time I go through a period where I'm underutilized, underappreciated, that I just accept it. And I just say, okay, this must be a time to lie low. So while I'm lying low, I'm going to read. I'm going to write. And it's funny because I did do a lot of writing in the last couple of years. Now, here's something else. I haven't done a lot of writing in the last 3 weeks, but during the period of being underutilized, I did a lot of writing. And in the previous period of being underutilized, I did a lot of reading. So my hope, again, is that when I get to this kind of downtime, when it comes again, and it probably will, though not for quite a while, but when it comes, I pray that I can just accept it graciously and gracefully and use the time to rest and recharge and be quiet. Okay. I'm really glad I did this show. I hope it's helped you. And I hope for whatever phase you're in that you accept it and enjoy it and find the good in it. And know that if you're in a period of great growth, it will end and you'll get to a downtime. And if you're in a downtime, it will end and you'll get to a period of great growth again. All right. If you need a coach, a mentor, a writer, a speaker, an editor, or anything else that I can do, give me a call at 619-672-0378. I look forward to it.